Steve and Jill here.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investing talk. I'm Steve and Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Scottsdale, Arizona. What was the long pause there for?
I forgot my line.
Wow.
I've said it 1,485 times.
Okay. And, sorry.
Today, Jill and I talk about how the Land Academy members, their overall deal quality is now amazing. Yesterday, we talked about it at the end of the show. Every Thursday, Jill and I have a member call. It's a webinar. It began a lot of years ago. We're on episode. I mean, it's thousands of hours now.
Mm-hmm. Every week.
Every Thursday. And it began as a continuing education product a lot of years ago, mm-hmm. where I would just sit and talk and
answer questions.
Yeah.
Just answer questions about things here and there.
And it evolved. Yeah. It evolved over the years into us giving our opinions about members' deals, mm-hmm. Whether they should buy a property or how much they should sell it, or just a general question for them.
Like, we have the Land Investors Online Community, which we're going to talk about here in a second, and I'm going to read a question from there, which is great to write things in, but sometimes you need to see things. It's kind of like it became a, especially visual, became, here, I'll show you what I do kind of thing, and then it evolved into the call and the whatever you want to call it. It's the tool that it is today, the resource. It's sometimes it's more entertainment. It's mm-hmm. entertainment and information. Entertainment first, I think, and then information second.
And Jill and I treat the deals as if they're our own. So we would look it up, do the due diligence, check the floodplain, check the pricing, and as if it was our own deal.
Yeah, it's every Thursday. I love it. And it's funny because now it's a thing. I know people are, I'm sure there's people that may or not be doing as aggressively doing deals, but they're there on every Thursday call because it's just so funny. And we can share things because it's not edited like iTunes and Spotify.
It's not necessarily rated G like this show.
All the places that we get this show, so we can kind of really cut loose and be silly and have fun. It's hilarious. And there's interaction.
It's very real.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free. If you're already a member, join us in real time on Discord.
Greg wrote, and this is going to be a little bit lengthy, I'll let you know now. So the way I look at pricing is you can't make everyone happy with the same pricing at X dollars per acre. This is because the values of the properties in any sample, regardless of the size, will vary. So let's assume a normal distribution. You can, one, set your price based on the lowest junk you can find on the web, and most of the calls you get back will be from owners of the lowest priced junk in that sample, and perhaps a diamond. Downside is you self-select the junkers and lose out on the larger number of nicer properties and the higher value in that sample.
Before you go on to number two, he's dead right. Greg, and this is why I chose your question. And this is how we used to do it. This is how in the early 90s, before we had all this information, before there was a Zillow or a Trulia or a Realtor.com or any type of real comparison value online mechanism that you can get in real time like you can now, that's what we used to do.
Thank you.
Did I wreck your rhythm?
No, it's okay. Number two, set your price based on the mean value in that sample, hoping to entice some nicer properties, and with that you will get a lot of junkers that you will have to sift through or reduce the offer as needed. Downside is you give up on possible diamond opportunities in the mean range, but perhaps offers of diamond properties in the high tail of that distribution.
Okay. This will almost always result, if not always, in overpricing a county. Go ahead.
Number three, set your price on the junkers and buy the junkers you want, possibly the diamond, and then later, 6 months, 1 year, send another mailer to the same sample at a higher price and pick up a few more of the higher value ones. Do you have a comment after number three? Okay, all right, got it.
I'll at the end, I'll tell you how to do it.
I was pausing. I'm like, wait a minute. After every one, you had a little comment. Okay, so here's the last thing was it Craig? I think Craig wrote. Greg. Okay. Let's see here. I feel like to get the most out of the data and effort, I should base pricing off the sample mean. Since there are more properties in the sample at this value than at the lower or the junk or tail of the distribution. Anyone ever had any success remailing the same sample? Did you adjust the price? And what was the time interval between mailings?
We never remailed to directly answer that question, but some of our advanced and very successful mailers have some methodology like that. Mm-hmm. We don't choose to do that. Here's how you do this, how you price. The end all, cure all, be all. And we just went through this on Career Path. Jill and I have, we host a group of every quarter, we choose 15 people, or they choose to join Career Path because they're making this their career, and they're at various stages of their career. Some are brand new and some are very seasoned. Anyway, they're making this their career. And we just went over this. The end all cure all is to first do away with county pricing and adopt zip code pricing. And that's just practice for APN pricing. So if you go into DataTree and you click your way through any given zip code or county, you're going to see street by street where the breakpoint is in APN pricing. So in Arizona, the APN start with three numbers all the way through the entire state. So it could be described like this. The 400 properties, those are the first three digits of the APN, go from baseline to meridian, and then you can do north, south, east, west borders. And then it goes to 401 after baseline. It goes to 407 after meridian. So here's why. Here's how that came about. Over time, is this boring as hell?
No.
Over time, the past assessors, when a person who was doing a subdivision would come in, a developer, they would say, I'm going to entitle this, let's say, for sake of argument, the square mile. And so that assessor would assign an APN scheme. And let's say that starts with 400. Mm-hmm. So 401 is from here to here. 402 is from here to here. But all of 400 is generally going to be priced the same, both land and houses and everything else, because it's in the same area and it got subdivided or entitled at the same time.
They try to batch them together, don't they? It's like, think of your phone number and a area code. You know, like, remember, used to be, depending how your age is, used to be the whole state had one area code. And then it got to be this region had an area code. And there's more and more and more.
That's a great way to describe that.
Thank you. They try to keep them, you know, generally in the same area. Like Orange County, 714, 213, 310. We got all that.
So that's the only way I send mail out now anymore. I'll send it to the 400s, the 600s, and it's priced very, very differently. Mm-hmm. And so now, if you got to use Greg's terminology here, a junker APN scheme, you price it that way. And you're going to get a bunch of deals. If you've got a diamond APN scheme, which is kind of what Jill and I focus on now, you're going to get some properties. And I'll tell you, there's massive variances in APN schemes.
I have two things to add before we go on to the show. One is, this is all possible because the data keeps getting better and our sources keep getting better. We have really good stuff. If I think Greg's a member, I'm not sure. But if you are a member, you know, and you use them all. Use RealQuest, use Title Pro, use DataTree. You have access to all this stuff. You can really dig in there and get granular. And then, you know, you use, like Stephen was saying, you know, then you're going to go out and look at for sale property and figure this out. My second point is, use that data and go and spend some time figure this out. My job is so much easier because Stephen spends hours, you know, and sometimes that for him is hours, for the planet it's days. Some people might be weeks, and that's okay. So, but if you spend that time on the front end to get in there and really think about and look at the areas and try to make good offers for that area, like Stephen just described, when the calls come in and the letters come back to me and my team, it's kind of a no-brainer. I'm not discussing a lot of price. I'm really just saying, now do we really want it? Does it have the access that I need? You know, what are the attributes? Is everybody alive? You know, it's the obvious things that I'm trying to make sure. And then we're going to buy it.
This topic, this question, really it's a statement about pricing. You as a listener are probably going to have one of two types of reactions to this. Number one, and this was my reaction as I developed it over the years, oh my God, you just took all the mystery out of real estate investment.
True.
Or, that's good. Why the hell is this? Do you make this so complicated? Why can't I just get in my car, drive around, go look at the dilapidated houses, drive for dollars, buy some property? I don't like any stinking data. I don't want to do it that way. Why do you guys constantly make this so complicated and brainy? I don't like it. If that's you, please don't join Land Academy. If you're the other person, yeah. And I will tell you the truth, career path, this is the first career path we've done. There's 15 people in it, and about 12 of them are engineers. The other two are accountants.
I'll tell you why we do it, by the way. If you really want to know the real, real, real secret as to why we do it this way, efficiency. I'm not going to drive around. I'm not going to drive around and spend 8 hours and maybe find three properties and then go back and research them to find out that two of them are dead. This one's stuck in probate. This is this mess. Why? And then, great, I wasted a whole day. Now I'm going to do it again.
There's a data solution to everything.
I'm not going
to
do that.
In the world, in this planet, in your life.
Right.
And there's a data solution. And because of the internet, there's more data.
Yeah.
And it's readily available and really cheap.
Yeah.
There's a data solution to dating.
Yeah.
It's called Match.com. You know, you don't type in what you want and it spits out, you know, something that you don't want from right. a dating perspective, attributes about whoever you want to date.
Where did that come from, by the
way? It's just, there's data in everything. So there's driving for dollars or why do you make it so complicated? Because we get, you know, Jill and I more me than, way more me than Jill.
Yeah.
Everybody loves Jill. Oh, I get thanks. All kinds of emails from people that say, you know, what's your problem, man? People have been buying and selling land since they made land. And this data thing's relatively newer, the availability of it. I just like my old way, to which I say, knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Today's topic, why Land Academy members are overall, their deal quality is now amazing. This is the meat of the show. What changed? You know, I think I have the answer, but why do you think in the last probably 12 months, really specifically in the last 6 months, the amount of the types of transactions that we are reviewing on the Thursday call and where they're located, where people are choosing to send mail, is staggering. We've had a couple of weeks in a row now where every property that we've reviewed, every single one, both we're all shaking our heads saying, yeah, you're going to make $30,000 to $80,000 on this. In some cases, it's millions. Mm-hmm. We have a member who started with $20,000. She didn't have any real estate experience, is now a millionaire.
Yeah, that's so sweet. I think it's two parts, the people and the deals. So one part is the people. We have a really good group right now, and they're getting more and more experience, and they're growing, and they're funding deals with each other and learning from each other, really participating and really getting a lot out of it and really showing up huge. So that's one part. And then two, I think, I hate to say it, but there's just so much good property out there, and there's people that, for reasons obvious, I think right now, need the money. You know, there's still people that are, you know, I'm sure there's jobs and...
Oh, you think there's more sellers?
I kind of question. Or they're making different life decisions, whatever it is. You know, there's been obvious crazy things happening the last 12 months or so. So I'm wondering if we're just seeing better deals, you know, with that too.
A material percentage of the people who join Land Academy send mail out and create equity for themselves come from one of three other land groups out there. The Land Geek, Mark Podolsky's group, Jack mm-hmm. Bosch's group, and Seth's. Mm-hmm. I know Mark. He and I worked together for years ago. And I taught him this business. And he, for some reason, believes that the real money in this business to be made is in like eight counties. San Bernardino County, Riverside, a lot of Nevada. And so he's devised this secret county list. And so when people come from Mark's group to us, they have that in their head still.
Mm, that's true.
And I can't emphasize this enough. There are no secret counties.
It's true.
This works in every county. It works in the city of Manhattan. It's all relative. Right. And the more creative you get about where you're sending mail, the strangest, weirdest county in, let's say, Minnesota or Montana or any place like that, the more creative you get, the more success you're going to have.
True.
those counties that he has, those 8 or 10 counties, you should look it up on the internet. You should never send mail there.
Right.
It's so overmailed. And the properties, most of them, you can buy property for $50 an acre and go sell it for $100. But that's not the business we're in.
Or $3.99 on terms.
Yeah.
A month.
Yeah.
I mean, $3.99. Just kidding.
And so he's all about term sales, which we're not. We're all cash people here. So we have to, it doesn't take long for people from those other groups to learn the right way to do this.
Very true.
He's also loves back tax property, properties that are, so does Jack Bosch. Jack's whole premise, I don't know what they still teach now, but was all about focusing on back tax property.
Well, shifting it back to us and our people. You know what I love to say though, this is my only note on what you just said, is I love that. I never, don't ever feel bad if you did that. Like, oh, I should have started with you guys or whatever. I'm like, oh gosh, no. I think you always learn something from different people and different spins, and you get different experiences. But so many people come to us, I think, for two reasons. One is they're missing some information. I've heard that a lot, and I get that. We fill in the gaps, and like you know, teaching how to do this, you know, how to find the county on your own. That's a huge one. And the second thing is they want to really make it a career. We're about making this a big business. I'm not about you making $1,000 a month for the rest of your life. I would like you to make $1,000 a day for the rest of your life, kind of thing.
We have people at Career Path who aren't happy making $500,000 a month.
I know.
They want it to be $2 million a month.
It's hilarious.
Which I completely identify with.
It's funny.
If you can make $500,000 a month, you can make $50 million a month doing this.
But their deals, I'm so proud of you all members here listening, of the deals you're presenting to us. Now we have a thing called, on our Thursday call, would you brag about this deal? Sometimes we're like, are you just showing off here? Because this is awesome. But we love those. Those are my favorite also. I love it when you say, yeah, I already bought it. And it's under contract right now for this.
I was just going to say that. I love when they trick us. They're like, nice. Would you do this deal? Oh, good, yeah, because I already bought it and resold it. And exactly. I did make $50,000 out of it.
Because here's what I made. Actually, I made more than what you're thinking. So
yeah.
Just had to tell you. I think that's awesome.
Me too.
I'm so glad. Happy you could join us today. Monday through Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy show is called It's Jack's Thursday. Mailers are never finished. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I just got off the Discord right before the show, and I was talking to the people in Career Path, and this person, one of the members in Career Path, he chose a county. And it has no comparison values. It has no data. He can't find either sold or active comps. So he was forced to, he did this all on his own, forced to go to LandWatch and Land and Farm and dig in there and dig in at completed deals and go back further than a year. And he completed and sent me all of us in Career Path, a screenshot. It was a would you brag about this kind of situation. It was pure art. It was like, I said, this is like art, looking at art in the Guggenheim for me. And everybody else piped in and said, yep.
So that's so cool.
That's what this is tomorrow. It's mailers are never finished. There's more art than science to it at this point.
That's awesome. Hey, by the way, if you need access to any sort of ownership data or property details, including owner phone numbers and FEMA flood map overlays, check out neighborscoop.com, created by investors, that's us, for investors like you.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.